and count them, 10 dozen minutes of not knowing when the song's over with Mr. Spellhead.
That song really raised the bar on the whole mashup thing.
That dude goes by the name Girl Talk, and he's just kind of... He's the crazy genius of mashup that people talk about in hushed tones. Where he just, instead of doing one or two songs at a time, he takes 10 or 20 and shoves them all together.
You know who the real master of that, though, was Jive Bunny.
Yep.
Or the master mixers. I guess the master mixers might have been the ones with the actual master mixing skills.
Yeah, maybe Jive Bunny was just kind of the front man.
Right. He just hopped around, sort of talking shit.
Yeah. To the Jive Turkey. Or do you think he just hung out with the Jive Turkey, maybe?
No, I don't know. Maybe he was what the French ate for Jive Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Do the French eat rabbits for Thanksgiving?
I don't know. The French eat rabbits.
Hmm. Yeah, they do. And when I was in France, I did as the French do, and I ate me a rabbit, and God damn it, that was tasty.
Yeah. I mean, I grew up eating rabbit, so it was not that big of a deal.
I hadn't...
my wife got to eat rabbit for the first time.
I had eaten, a jackrabbit before that one of our family friends had, hunted and killed, and it was really, really gamey.
I think jackrabbits are a lot... I feel like rabbits in places that are not really water and food scarce tend to be a little more fat and less, you know... I think of jackrabbits as being just sort of lean and stringy in their lives. So, I don't know. Rabbit just kind of tasted like chicken when I was growing up. They would, brine it somehow. They did rabbit and squirrel. Whenever it was rabbit and squirrel season, there'd be, one dinner where everybody ate a bunch of rabbit and squirrel. And they would shoot them and then, clean them and cut them into choice cuts of squirrel and rabbit meat. And then put them in, a bucket of salt water for a long time. And then grandma would make them as though they were fried chicken.
Which I would imagine would do wonders for just about anything.
Yeah, covering something with flour and frying it in oil is never going to hurt.
Mm-hmm. It's never going to give you up, either.
That's the truth. What did you do this weekend?
Yeah, you were... I was talking to you about how I don't remember.
Oh, yeah?
But
must have been pretty exciting, though.
I mean, weekday or weekend, it's kind of the same, since the wife is on maternity leave. Maternity leaves. But, and then some people came over, and we watched some movies, and... Yeah, there wasn't anything to burn the world down. Anything going on over there?
Yeah, there was a multiple person birthday party at Boozer's on Friday, and then we did the second iteration of the lemon party here at my place on Saturday.
Oh, right, I saw that the solid win cake.
Sly made that awesome. It in a way it was like, oh man, Sly had to make a cake for her own birthday. But then in a way it was like, man, if I could make cakes like that, I would want to make all my own cakes too. Because if anybody else made a cake for me, it would suck. Yeah, that cake ruled. It was all fondant and shaped like a big blowfish.
I actually kind of like fondant. Did she put little hooties around the outside or not? Not this time.
No. The cake was inscribed, get on the mic now, don't be oafish. Get on the mic because you know you eat blowfish cake.
I didn't say, get on the mic now, don't be oafish, Jake.
No, they kind of fucked up the meter. The Beastie Boys ain't got no flow. The juice that they spit is like tobacco juice. It's not whatever sort of delicious juice good rappers spit. my wife's mother was over helping her cook for the party. My wife just cooked a crazy amount of food for our party. It was really kind of a feast. We got to use that big banquet table out in the back. It's always nice to see that just completely spread out with food. Usually it only happens on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But her mom was over, and so I was sort of kind of paying attention to the kids, but also kind of just leaving whenever I wanted to and making it so her and her mom had to watch the kids while they were cooking. Because, that's women's work.
Isn't both watching the kids and cooking women's work? Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I mean, I got to go down there and pick out the movies that they watched when they were watching movies. Although, my wife picked out Ghostbusters for them, and then Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. Ghostbusters, I feel like, must be pretty boring for a kid. There's a lot of that movie where there's just really nothing going on.
Just people talking.
Just a lot of talking. It's good. You know? It's a really good movie. And, you know, in as much as the green screening is pretty obvious in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, mm-hmm. which is what I meant to say. That's what they watched. It still looks pretty good. It still holds up pretty well.
Yeah, there were just a couple of scenes where, even with the green screening being obvious, there were just a couple of scenes where you could see it.
Yeah. When they're skiing down the hill on the life raft.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. It looked like Saturday Night Live. Looked like they were just standing in front of a television.
Yeah.
With a fan blowing on their faces. I can't really think of anything else, though, that I did that was interesting. I finished reading the newest Malcolm Gladwell book.
What is a Malcolm Gladwell book?
Malcolm Gladwell's this dude.
Mm.
He writes a lot of stuff about things. Good it's hard to describe. He's got that kind of like... I feel like he sells books in the same circle as like the kind of how to win at business type of self-help thing. Did you ever read Freakonomics?
I've heard a lot about Freakonomics.
I know what you're talking about. It's more that kind of thing. He just looks at stuff and tells you what he thinks about it. Challenges people's notions and stuff. I had so many notions challenged. My ass is still sore. I don't think I saw any movies or anything. I got copies of the League of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Books 1 and 2. Those showed up, but I've only read the first couple pages.
You should just watch the movie.
I did.
Just the same. I haven't watched the movie.
Have you read the comic?
No. So I've done neither.
Yeah. The movie, you know, everybody talks about how terrible the movie was, but it wasn't that bad.
I think the primary person who talks about how terrible it is Alan Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to say that, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty much just out of patience with him after the whole Watchmen fiasco.
I mean, the thing is, I would not know anything about him if I hadn't deliberately sought it out, so, mm-hmm. like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, the more that I thought about him, just, you know, I'm never going to watch this fucking movie, because obviously it's going to suck, because my work is too brilliant to be adapted to film. Like, that's slightly annoying, but then when you think about the guy making the Watchmen movie did it because he was a super fan. And he was able to do it because he was successful with 300, and so they offered him the property. And he didn't want to do it because he wasn't sure he was going to do it justice, but then he figured somebody is going to end up doing this, so I'm going to do the best that I can. So, like, it's one thing to rail against the faceless, soulless studio executives who are ruining your works for profit, and it's another thing to not even watch the movie that the guy made specifically so that studios don't fuck you over.
Yeah.
You know, that takes a special kind of asshole. And Alan Moore, you know, the irritating thing is that's kind of his stock in trade. Like, he's that lovable curmudgeon kind of guy.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's probably a bit of the Harlan Ellison in there.
Yeah.
Which, you know, doesn't diminish his work. Like, I know Harlan Ellison's an asshole. And, you know, the more I read about him, the less I like him as a person, but the more of his stuff I read, the more I like him as a writer, so.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, his whole, when I die, I want my entire office just burned to the ground, so that nobody ever takes my notes and publishes a bunch of shit posthumously, that's something that I can get behind.
Yeah.
The more I watch Frank Herbert's corpse getting raped, and the more I continue to pretend that the Silmarillion doesn't exist. I don't actually know anything about the stuff that got unearthed after Tolkien's death. But.
The Silmarillion, I gathered, I thought that he published that while he was alive.
Oh, did he?
There have been several that have been like J.R.R. Tolkien with help from Chris Tolkien, stuff like that.
I see. let's see. Zap Rastower said, have you heard about Marlon Jackson's, a.k.a. not Tito Jackson's, new slavery-based theme park in Nigeria, which both honors the victims of slavery and celebrates the music of the Jackson 5? I mean, boy, I do both of those things every day.
That road
trip. So that theme park sounds like it would be right up my alley. He was suggesting that KOLCon 6 be held there.
Hmm.
So are we really doing the KOLCon 666 thing?
Nah.
I could see, you know, the shirts just having a big pentagram that said 666 in the middle. Didn't even say KOLCon.
I had
the shirt's
going to
be black printed in damn it, Gene Simmons' blood. I couldn't think of Gene Simmons' name fast enough for that to actually flow out.
What about KOLCon 6-pack?
Okay.
You know.
We could pretend that we had formed a new collegiate athletic conference called the 6-pack.
Yeah. What?
We could have done KOLCon 2-pack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just handed out little cocktail shakers, yeah.
Yep.
I was going to get there.
I know. I just wanted everybody to know that I thought of it, too.
Right. Maybe not first. Maybe not last. But also.
let's see. Ninja Please says, one of my buddies saw Watchmen over the weekend. All he could say about it was constant penises. That is one thing about the movie that didn't really bother me, because it was really only twice.
Yeah.
You know? And there was... I feel like... Night Owl's ass got a lot more screen time than Dr. Manhattan's penis.
Yeah, and Malin Ackerman's ass did not get as much screen time as it needed.
Is that
perfectly?
Is
frank.
That Silk Spectre 2?
Yeah.
Silk Spectre 1, you know, in that it was clearly like a 22-year-old in old person makeup.
Right.
Might have been able to pull some of that off, too.
Oh, that was... Oh, you don't remember anything about Sin City.
Yeah,
the psychiatrist in Sin City that gets her hand cut off. That was Silk Spectre.
It's not one of the many people who gets shot in the dick.
No, only one person gets shot in the dick in Sin City.
Oh yeah,
Silly
but other
rabbit.
People get their dicks destroyed though, right?
No, just one guy.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah,
there were like three genital mutilations in
that
movie.
Not true.
I'm pretty sure that's true. Back me up, listeners.
There were, I think, there may have been two, but for the same guy.
Huh.
Yeah.
Let's see. The Madonna Judo says, what is your favorite episode of The Simpsons? Boy, I don't know. I probably used to have a favorite. I always liked the Halloween ones.
Yeah, I think the one with that ends with the fog that turns everyone inside out is probably my favorite.
I remember the one with Homer in the sensory deprivation tank being pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one that I watched over and over again, which was like the X-Files one, which it was just because Josh Thompson had it on VHS, and we would put it on while we were drinking. That was the, have you been drinking? No. Well, 10 beers, which is a good line.
Yeah, that's a good line.
Yeah. I like the Halloween episodes of The Simpsons because they were able to be more like Futurama, but then once Futurama existed, I just liked Futurama.
Yeah, I don't... It took me a long time to get on the Futurama wagon, but once I did, there was no getting off it.
You know, the abortions for all? Boo! Abortions for none? Boo! Abortions for some? Miniature American flags for others? Yay!
Yeah. That was genius.
American politics in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really glad that we've got a president in office now who's demanding that we all get abortions.
Yeah, I just got mine.
Yeah.
I figured I would beat the rush, you know.
And I had to. We all got the little envelopes in the mail to send our aborted fetus stem cells to Obama.
So that he could eat them and grow strong?
Yeah, improve his carapace and giant claws.
It was nice of them to include the little pouch for any handguns we might have, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty excellent.
Do you think anything's going to change on the gun control front?
I really don't. I mean, regardless of how he's voted on things in the past, the platform he ran on was moderate on gun control. So I seriously doubt he's coming after anybody's guns.
I mean, I know for a fact that he can have mine when he pries them from my cold, dead fingers.
Do you have any guns?
I mean, technically I do, because my mom doesn't want them, right? But I don't have any guns here at the house. I did inherit probably 30 guns.
Hmm.
But yeah, no, not really. But I will say, if it behooves me from a position of devil's advocate to claim to be a gun owner, then yes, I have guns. You know, I have guns, and I don't think that the government should take them away from me. I have an assault rifle, and I don't think that the government should take it away from me.
Until you assault somebody with it?
But I'm not going to assault somebody with it. Unless, as Stabs McKenzie writes, apparently Phoenix is the kidnapping capital of the U.S. Comments/concerns? Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. I guess it's like the whole shit hitting the fan in Mexico. A lot of kidnappings up this way.
Hmm. Curious.
Yeah. I am beginning to wonder if we're not going to manage to live long enough to see marijuana legalized.
Yeah, that was a big step for when the Attorney General said that he wasn't going to go after marijuana growers and smokers anymore. That was kind of a huge thing.
Yeah. And I mean, it seems like what's going to happen now is that states are going to be able to legalize it on a state-by-state basis. And you know California's going to, and so you know that anything that California does, Arizona does, like 2 or 3 years later.
Right.
I don't really smoke a lot of pot now, and I don't think that I would smoke a lot of pot if it was legal, but it's just the sort of colossal waste of money and lives that particular aspect of the war on drugs engenders is, it's kind of sickening.
Yeah,
it's all about keeping the black man down, you know?
It's telling that the thing that's finally pushing California that direction is money. They're like, wait a minute, we're giving away just hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax money.
Yeah. I think it's actually like hundreds of millions of dollars. I think that them looking at it, they determined that they could make like billions of dollars if they actually... Because it's a multiple billion dollar industry there.
Yeah.
It's just illicit. Yeah, anyway. I wonder what legal marijuana would even be like. I mean, do you reckon that Marlboro would sell Marlboro Greens? You know, that's kind of what I imagine would happen.
I don't know.
Filtered marijuana cigarettes that were just a lot worse for you than just smoking a joint.
So I guess you can, you can grow your own pot, but you could conceivably grow your own tobacco as well.
Yeah. Actually, can you? I guess you can. I mean, you can't make your own whiskey. But I guess you can make your own firearms. So it's not just the fact that it's in the ATF's jurisdiction that makes it so you can't make it at home. No, it never occurred to me that you could grow your own tobacco. I mean, tobacco doesn't grow here. Yeah. It wouldn't grow here. It doesn't grow in most places, I think. But although, how did the Native Americans just get tobacco from the white devil?
I thought that
Yeah, I don't know. They weren't just always smoking peyote.
I know.
Can
I
you
would have been.
Smoke peyote.
And
we live in the desert in a hide tent. What else are we gonna do for fun? We have no agriculture. They had no agriculture. Maybe some of them had agriculture. Did any of the Native Americans have agriculture?
I don't know. This is not the show that I want to have.
Oh, come on.
It's just like randomly speculating about Indians and agriculture. That would take a long crawl through Wikipedia, I think.
Yeah.
You'd have to learn everything about the Native American to learn if they had agriculture. Let's talk about something else. We should talk about, you know, Grandpa Sea Monkey or something.
Okay. Jeff says, I have all six underwater skills per him, but little brother still gives me the Find Grandpa quest. That is three useless non-combats. Maybe make the quest optional? No. You know, you already... No. The reward for completing that quest after you've got all the skills is that you get to talk to Grandpa. And you get to go on through that whole progression. I really like the idea of all of the underwater stuff being this nice linear path through. And then, in the sort of second act of the underwater stuff, it's going to open up. And it's no longer going to be just a straight chain. There's going to be a sort of bunch of little things you got to do to get into one big thing at the end. But ultimately, you'll be able to do them in any order. And that'll be cool. But no, not going to make that quest optional. Tripwood says, make the bone rattle a ranged weapon, easy to obtain at low levels, and fills a nice gap. What do you think? That's not too bad of an idea. I think that if we made a rattle now, it would be a ranged weapon. Ooh, we could do a death rattle, and it would be spooky.
That's kind of funny.
Kind of. And then he says, disco combos are annoyingly hard to use in the given interface. Have you ever thought about making them chain skills like turtle tamers get? Well, they're certainly not annoying to use in the... in the combat action bar, you could set up a copy of it, a pane of that, whatever you call it, a set that you click up and down through your sets of combat action bar buttons. You could probably do every single combo in a single bar. 1, 2, 3, and then 4, 5 is a different combo, and 6, 7, 8, 9 is still another combo. I don't think there are any 4-move combos, but I don't remember. Vorthok says, why is the facsimile dictionary word 21337 meat? I don't get that joke. Mr. Skullhead?
It's too leet. Like, you are way too leet for... I don't know. Too leet, mm-hmm. Too leet to crush wheat, maybe?
It should be 213167, so that it could be too legit.
Oh, yeah.
Although one being L and I in the same thing. Oh, man. I read this thing today. It was like a blog post about how apparently the Sci-Fi Channel is changing their name to SYFY.
That hurts my brain.
Yeah.
That hurts lots of parts of me, actually.
Hearing them talk about it, there were a couple quotes that were like, yeah, we talked to some young people, and they were like, yeah, wow, that's like how I would say it if I was sending a text message about it. And that made them feel cool.
Like, text messaging? That's the future.
Yep. In March 2009, the network announced that it would be respelling its name to SYFY. They cannot trademark SCIFI. I think was part of the problem. But they can trademark some bullshit that isn't a word that they made up.
I mean, that's kind of where we are trying to name our game.
Sure.
Like, what made-up word can we still...
But I have a feeling that we're not going to just come up with something super stupid.
Yeah, we're not going for something that's an obvious misspelling of something else.
Yeah, would not ever do that for serious. You know, I say that, and maybe I'll end up eating my hat later when we do.
When we name the game, like, Me and You to Moz or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Noodlehead 2003 says, any chance of getting links to player profile added to the graffiti wall? It would be easier to join clans that way, although no one really cares. Well, if no one really cares, then, the mods can see who wrote stuff on the graffiti wall. The whole point of the graffiti wall is that it was anonymous.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you wrote Who Watches the Watchmen, and anyone could see who you were, and then they'd come and kill you, you know, where's the ammo?
Again, I can say that nobody who plays our game would ever kill somebody.
That's true. I can definitely say that. And if they did, they would definitely not try to butcher and eat them.
Yes.
You don't think it's too soon?
It's probably too soon.
You, of all people... Don't think it's too soon? Because you're all, it's too soon for September 11th, and still too soon for the Hindenburg. Or no, it's not too soon for the Hindenburg?
Right.
Okay.
It just the number of people who are going to be offended by it is kind of where I go.
Okay.
So, like, the number of people who listen to the show who knew Hippie and the victim.
Hey, no.
You know?
Well, no need to give any more details. We're just going to make people who don't get the joke get it. But now talking about it this long is going to make everybody look it up.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Zero Blah says, I just did zero damage to a tomb asp with the Feast on Carrion bird form skill, and I got this message. You start eating bits of your opponent's flesh, dealing percent DMG damage, and only stopping when it repeatedly insists that it isn't dead yet. Hooray for percent DMG damage. Yeah. Anytime we have something that is capable of dealing zero damage, that is the message that you end up getting. And it's good because that is something that people definitely understand is wrong, and so they will report it.
Right.
And so then every time, I'm going to submit a bug report rather than trying to deal with the wiki, because it will get to me anyway. Oh, how the hell do you report a bug in this game? Bug report. There is. I couldn't find it. I forgot what it was called. Also, my left side drop down is like twice the size of the normal left side drop down when a normal person is logged into the game, and so it's difficult for me to find things. Elfin says, consider changing the you're out of adventures message to saying something about eating, drinking, or waiting for the following day to help newbies out. That might not be a bad idea, actually.
Does it still just say you're out of adventures?
Yeah, it does. Okay. And we could definitely do something for the first, like, 2 or 3 days of an account's life that, you know, the majority of people playing would never even know about.
Yeah. It's like, try eating or drinking or come back tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it could be intelligent about it. It could know if you'd had too much to drink or if you were full.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Although the trouble with that is, you know, see if you have any food in your inventory. I guess maybe if you had something in your inventory, it could know if you had something in your inventory that you were capable of eating or boozing on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Good old Elfin. Grandson of Radio Absolute. This one, for some reason, I'm not submitting as a bug report, and I'm actually putting it into the wiki. I don't know if I'm out on my patio on the laptop again, and I don't have a mouse out here.
Mm.
Maybe the cat. Actually, no, the cat is not out here. The cat ran inside.
After the mouse?
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Oatgan said, ever seen Breaking Bad? Bryan Cranston, FTW. I don't know what that is.
I've not seen any Breaking Bad at all.
Agecum says, please collapse the hidden city into one area after the smallish temple is solved. Having it expanded isn't beneficial in any way. Yeah, that's on the it's on the burner. C.D. Moyer, I wrote it up and put in a tiny little sentence at the end saying, don't do this just yet, there's other stuff that should be worked on, and before he got to that point, he had already done, like, 2/3 of the work. So, it'll happen probably sooner rather than later, but we gotta figure out how we want to deal with the the altars. We went to all that work of determining what items were round.
Right.
And then we barely do anything with it, right? And I was thinking that in the end, because it's not those altars are interesting in terms of, like, having to figure out which sphere is which, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you get the blessings that you can get if you put the right item on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that it's necessary after the zone collapses down, when you're done with the quest, for us to still distinguish between there being 4 different altars. So I was kind of thinking that it could just say that you find an altar, and then it would take any of the round objects to give you the buff, and it just would, you know, if you tried to use the one that went on Squirtle Cthulhu's altar, it just like, oh, it happened to be that the one that you found was Squirtle Cthulhu's altar. And that's, you know, I think there's maybe something to be said for erring on the side of being extra nice.
Because
that's the one thing. If there were 4 different non-combats for the 4 different altars and you had to get the right one to get the buff you wanted, it's way less useful than it is when you still got the quest open. And I didn't know that you couldn't, because of the way that got coded, and I just never tested it, I always thought that you could use the altars after you were done with the quest, but you just can't. So, I don't know. Yeah. Mojo Tech says, Whack and Stick lacks hobo power? Even +10 would be nice. Eh, I made the conscious decision about how much total hobo power was going to be available and used it all up, so Whack and Stick don't need none. Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, would you ever entertain the idea of an accessory that switched MP and HP? It was hecka useful in Final Fantasy VII. Just wondering. I don't actually know what that would do.
There's an effect that you can get that switches your mysticality and your muscle, right?
Yeah.
Which is pretty much the same thing.
Oh, it doesn't switch them. It makes one equal to the other.
Yeah.
There's two different effects, one of which makes one equal to the other and vice versa. The other of which, vice versa. Hmm. You know, we got the Moxie Magnet, which calculates your MP based on Moxie rather than Mist. A Deadhead says, by the way, I claim Crochet for the Mist classes. What?
I had a Twitter post that said something about our game not having Crochet, but it's about to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a tease for the new content.
People went nuts replying to that Twitter post.
Huh.
It's always interesting to see which ones get all the replies.
I apologize to people who are expecting them to be a giant crocheting minigame.
Yeah. We should do that, though. We should just make a new game, Crochet Quest.
I was sad, though, that I didn't think of messaging Elfrian, who is an avid crocheter.
Oh, yeah?
And she said I could have given her, like, a picture, and she would have put it in that weird crochet code, so the crochet thing would actually be... item would actually be something that you could make in real life.
I would be willing to actually go back and do that, like, with a picture of a cock and balls.
Player-created content.
I know, but I mean, that would actually be professional designer-created content.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can actually play the sheet music in Spooky Raven. I feel like that's a nice touch for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Although I apparently did a terrible job of... The way that I really have a hard time with things in any key other than C.
Yeah.
Sheet music with any sharps or flats. And so... I wrote the thing in the key of C, but I don't think that it's actually in the key of C, so it's goofy. But, yeah, anyway. I found some program that did that. It would let me make a MIDI file by drawing the notes on the staff. Jello Bois says, love the documentary DVD. Very clever animations and nice insight into the craziness that is KOL. Yeah, that animation was awesome.
Yeah, it was most impressive. I got those in the mail today, but I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
Because today was 60 degrees here in sunny Minneapolis, and so I spent most of the day outside.
That's cool. What were you doing?
Well, the past couple of days we've been taking the baby in the stroller and just going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked around for an hour, and then I pulled out all the patio furniture and got it ready to go, and went and bought a new umbrella because the previous umbrella didn't brave the elements very well.
I bought an umbrella for my patio table this weekend, too, for the party, which was at night, but...
Okay.
It's weird that we both bought a patio umbrella in the last 2 days.
Synchronicity, man. I had to go to Walmart to buy it.
I got mine at Target. So if I come to your house, I'm not going to get under that umbrella.
Ella.
Hello.
Ella.
Oh, you said Ella. I still have just never heard that song. I have no idea what the fuck.
Okay, when we hit the musical break, do you want to just hang out for a couple of minutes, and I'll make sure that you hear it.
Okay.
Do you want to hear the Rihanna version or the soulful acoustic cover?
I don't think I ever really want to hear the soulful acoustic cover of anything ever again.
That one is particularly good, though. It is on par with Baby One More Time, but you won't know until you hear the original.
Until the original, okay. Play them both.
Yeah.
So Rihanna is that person who keeps getting beat up?
Yeah, well, she married the guy, so she's sure to be beat up for the rest of her life now. Which, excellent choice. I don't know. I forget that these aren't grown-ups. Like, she's 21 and that the dude that beat her up is 19. So maybe, you know, that's the one time he beat up a woman and maybe he learned something and I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Worked for Ike Turner.
Yeah, no.
I don't know if it worked for Ike Turner or not. don't know anything about Ike Turner.
I watched What's Love Got to Do with It one weekend at... my grandmother-in-law has a collection of VHS tapes that fills a, 8 foot by 4 foot cabinet. So whenever we're there and want to watch something before bed, so you go through, you look at this baffling array of movies and inevitably end up picking something weird. So we watched What's Love Got to Do with It.
I see.
And dear God, he was a bastard.
Was it like a dramatization or was it a documentary?
It was a dramatization. But, apparently he raped her, he beat the shit out of her.
You can't rape your wife.
I can't rape your wife.
Damn right.
Would it still be rape if I had your permission? Look, that was a joke, everybody. I really don't need your angry letters.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Who would have thought that you'd be the one of us to make that joke?
Yeah. You keep trapping me into saying shit like that. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Grethko says, "Ah, dude, you should make a bug that allows our turn count to go into the negative numbers." Yeah, infinite turns wouldn't hurt anybody.
We should just allow people to spend turns that they don't have yet. And we can charge them interest on their turns, so there'll be just whole days where they can't do anything. They have to eat a bunch of food just to get to zero, so that they'll get more turns that roll over.
Yeah. Store of Thrones says, Google Trends indicates that Kingdom of Loathing is dropping in popularity as a search term. Is the game itself losing popularity? You know, it's weird. For the last year or so, the number of new accounts that are being signed up for is going down a little bit, but the number of accounts that are being played is holding steady. So, I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what we need to do? Advertise.
Yeah. It's the wave of the future.
I don't know.
I want to see what happens when we get that Facebook app running.
Yeah, well, I mean, the Facebook app thing, whatever that guy was doing is already theoretically being done. The SIG generator thing is what the main deal is. That'll probably roll out this week.
Yeah, I kind of think, the game can't... Nothing can sustain its peak popularity forever.
Yeah.
So... it's not to say that the game is dying because we're not getting the signups per day that we got at our peak popularity.
Yeah.
It's just like say South Park is nowhere near as popular as it was during its first or second season, but it's still going. People are still watching it. They're still enjoying it.
You know, and those people are still getting their paychecks, so it's... Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird. I was concerned when I first started seeing those numbers go down, but then it's like, we're actually... We're getting more donations than we were a year ago, and so, I don't know. I don't know what to think. Alexa has been saying that we were going down for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Even when I felt like we were still pretty clearly in a growth phase from where we were standing. So, I don't honestly know. I keep hearing anecdotes that lead me to believe that. We may well have reached a point where most of the people who would care about us have already heard of us.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's something to be said for maybe trying to get people who played 3 years ago to come back.
Mm.
But we don't really have any way of doing that because we, if their accounts are deleted, we don't have any records of them.
Right.
Okay. One thing that I have tossed the idea around, Evan, and I don't know whether or not this is actually an objectionable thing. Something that I had considered, and tell me, listeners, how you feel about this, and I don't remember if I've actually talked to you about it. The notion of sending an email, if somebody quits playing for 6 months, sending a single email where we sort of constantly update the content of that email that just says what's been added to the game in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
This is the last you're ever going to hear from us if you don't log on again. This is the last you're going to hear from us if you do log on again. It'll just be a flag on the account that it has been sent this one email. Do you think that would bother people?
I don't think so.
We never said we weren't going to send them any email. I mean, I feel like it's sort of implicit in the way that we sort of present ourselves that we're not going to spam them. I sure as shit don't want to do what, like, say, Hobo Wars does, where you play Hobo Wars for 5 minutes once, and they send you an email every 2 weeks for the rest of your fucking life. Mm-hmm. You know. But I'm just curious as to whether or not that's actually objectionable. I have a really low tolerance for anything that seems like promotion.
Right.
You know, and so I often feel like I can't exactly trust my own judgment about things like that. You know, the question of whether or not we would advertise is also kind of up in the air. We will definitely never have advertisements on the site, right? But yeah. I don't know that I feel like there would be anything wrong with, you know, taking out an ad somewhere, right?
Yeah.
I just don't know. I honestly don't know how to feel about it. I don't know whether I would be able to sleep at night having done that, having sort of, you know, participated in the kind of consumer culture at large, as opposed to just... Because the one thing that I have going for me now, I feel like as a company, we deserve the money that we've gotten because we've just been like, all right, here's this good product. You want to give us some money? And everybody's like, sure, right? So I definitely don't feel like we've ever tricked anyone into giving us money. Mm-hmm. And advertising, I feel like, is kind of a mechanism for tricking people into giving you money.
Right. I like the kind of advertising that we're talking about with the forum SIGs and whatnot, rather than...
They're structured word of mouth.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, we could throw in, like, a Project Wonderful or, you know, whatever, some of the... Like, I've often thought about doing some ad space on some of the web comics that I read.
Yeah, the thing, I don't know about Project Wonderful, though. I don't... The more that I've looked at it and the more places I go that I see Project Wonderful ads, the more I'm like, you know, I don't know that this is really the kind of thing that I would want to target.
Hmm.
But I don't know. You know, I think that could definitely work for, like the Pretentious Artist shirt line, right? We've been talking about doing that for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just don't know, you know. My hippie streak is still pretty wide.
But where else are people going to get T-shirts online?
That's true.
Not from us.
That's true. There is a distinct gap there. T-shirt hell left a big cock and ball shaped hole in the internet. Llamaman 58 says, when the fish in the briny or deeper flip out, could you make it so that their picture starts flipping back and forth, a la MS Paint Adventures? While it would be nice to have some sort of indication that a monster was flipped out, in that that is a real thing that multiple monsters have, and it's a mechanic that works the same way, and it's just keyed by us saying that the monster flips out, which it is not clear that something is going on mechanically there, and part of it was like, yeah, it's okay that it's not clear, because we don't want it to seem like something you got to keep track of, but... Yeah, I don't know. Bobulus says, PPS, did you actually implement the tower monster thing you mentioned in that meeting? Oh, about the... he says, I got the KOL documentary today, and I loved it. Really well made. I even drove over to a family member's house and showed them in an attempt to share my love of games like this. P.S., I laughed out loud at Rift playing World of Warcraft during the development meeting. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty funny. I don't remember what the tower monster thing that we mentioned at the meeting was.
Yeah, I don't recall.
A lot of the meeting was about the guy made of bees and some other stuff in Spooky Raven. You made a joke about playing tennis with an infernal racket.
Right.
Balls kept catching fire.
That was my finest moment.
Yeah.
I was glad that the camera caught me doing something funny in that meeting.
Yeah. Let's see. Zona keeps talking about wanting more Kokobo stuff, and then he apparently made an account called Kokobo and says, quack, 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 quack. Wants to see more Kokobo stuff. Gin and Tonic says, your next game needs to be Cock and Balls RPG. I think we found our name.
I think, really, that is more suited to a 2D platformer, though.
You think?
Yeah.
like a 2D platformer where you're trying to rescue the other girls from the facts of life.
Uh-huh. And the bosses could be both Mrs. Garrett and whoever Cloris Leachman played. And that'd be great.
Cloris Leachman was always old.
It's true. She is one of those that just you can't find a picture of her young.
Maybe she just didn't get a career until she got old. Yeah.
I mean, like Angela Lansbury, you can find. She's got a couple of old movies where she's kind of like strangely attractive in her like 20s and 30s. Yeah.
Glitterboy says, the only Leonard Cohen songs I've really liked him singing on are The Future and Everybody Knows, yeah, which are the two on the Natural Born Killer soundtrack. And then he says, and my wife actually pointed out the same thing to me a couple days ago. Originally, Zack Snyder used a recording of the song by Alison Krauss for the controversial sex scene, but he decided that Krauss' version was too romantic and too sexy for a scene that is intended to come across as ironic and ridiculous. He ended up placing a Cohen live version in the scene.
I didn't think it came across as ironic and ridiculous.
Hmm.
So it
I would definitely say that it was ridiculous. I don't know that I saw it as irony so much as just gratuity.
Hmm. Gratuity. So, so he gives her like 20% of his semen.
Yeah. He lets her keep the tip.
I gotta say that I've heard Leonard Cohen's version of Everybody Knows because it's on the it's in Pump Up the Volume. Mm-hmm. And then on the soundtrack, it's a cover by. Concrete Blonde, I think.
Huh.
And I like the cover a lot better.
I like Concrete Blonde well enough.
I've only
but I only know a couple
Joey.
Songs. Joey and Tomorrow Wendy is a pretty good song.
And I always pretend that Joey is about a baby kangaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes it even better. Like the song Stay by Lisa Loeb.
Mm-hmm.
You can always picture that being sung by an adorable puppy.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, Lisa Loeb is kind of an adorable puppy.
Yeah, she's cute.
I don't remember if she was attractive or not.
She was cute. I wonder if she would be without the glasses.
Yeah.
But, she's one of those that, like, you would never, ever imagine her naked. Like, I tend to think that she showers fully clothed.
Mm-hmm.
She's just kind of adorable. Kind of a sexless cute.
I think you're underestimating the average person's ability to picture women naked. Yeah. I mean, for you, you know, you're really only used to picturing dudes naked, so I can see how that would be especially tricky for you.
Yeah, sometimes I get up in the morning, and all I do is look at dudes naked and then think about it.
That's good. No Hurt Me says, what was the first computer game you ever played? Mine was Dangerous Dave. I think that mine was a text adventure called Raka 2 for the TRS-80 Color Computer 2. RAAKA-TU.
Huh.
I think that was the first computer game I ever played. I had played Atari before that.
Mine was probably, like Commander Keen or one of those. There were a whole bunch of games in the junior high computer lab, but none of them were particularly memorable. I don't know, maybe the game where you're the firefighter with a trampoline and there are babies jumping out of a building and... or they're tossing you babies and you're supposed to catch them and...
Yeah, bouncing babies, man. Bouncing babies and Hard Hat Harry. Those CGA glory...
I remember the day that one kid brought Leisure Suit Larry in after school, and until the TA came back, we were feverishly trying to get to the part where you can see some boobs, and we didn't get there.
I see.
We never got to see those, like, 4-pixel nipples.
Gin and Tonic says, the photo proto-neutron torpedo should do elemental damage. Fire or... Ah, wait, there is no electric in this game. Shit. If there was electric shit in this game, that'd be pretty awesome.
It could come out of electric youth.
Because it'd be especially dangerous to shit in a pool.
You know, I'm just going to go ahead and ask you to pretend that your shit is electric.
All right. So in that song, It's Electric, they're talking about my shit.
Yeah. That's my shit. That's my shit. I'm still just glad every time I come to your house and see that sign that says, this is my L table.
Yeah.
He brought me so much joy with that simple thing.
Yeah. Bungie says, hey guys, any idea what happened to the download page from the shows? Both machines I have checked on just display the word shows in the top left corner. Well, the problem there is that it's actually radio.kingdomofloathing.com where you download the stuff. Shows.kingdomofloathing.com is a different domain, and the reason for that is because the radio archive page is a PHP script that automatically builds itself based on the contents of the directory, but we wanted the shows to actually be served out by light HTTPD, which can't run PHP, or at least doesn't in this incarnation. So the links are actually links to a different domain, and shows.kingdomofloathing.com does not actually exist. I could probably figure out some way to do a redirect, although I don't actually know, I don't remember if I know how to do that without without PHP. Because PHP, you just force a header to send it to a new page, but I don't remember enough about configuring Apache. And it wouldn't actually be configuring Apache, it would be configuring Light HTTPD, which I refuse to call Lighty, even though I know that's what it's supposed to be called, because it's a pain in the ass to say Light HTTPD.
Right.
It's actually like Light, L-I-G-H-T-T-P-D, so it's Light TPD, I guess. Lighty PD. Yeah. Lady Arsenic says, I have a headache. I think it might be a bug in the game. Can you please ask CDM to write some sort of excellent fix for this? / aspirin.
We could probably get him to write something that would give you a headache.
That's probably true.
Just kind of making everything go in and out of focus very slowly.
Mm-hmm. We should make a seizure dungeon. In the dungeon full of dungeons.
He could just make it so that the background of the entire screen changes color every 0.25 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would rule. Hey, you want to take a music break and play me that shit that's umbrellas? I mean, bananas.
All right. Hang out until the completely gratuitous opening rap is done.
Okay.
It's a surprisingly solid song for a...
Okay.
R&B thing. All right, here's some Rihanna on Radio KOL.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah. Rihanna. Uh-huh. Good girl going bad. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Take three. Uh-huh. Action. Uh-huh, uh-huh. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain. I hide the plane in the bank. Coming down like the Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefeller. We try hiding weather. And G5s are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips for the rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back. With little Miss Sunshine, Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars. And that's when you need me there. You I'll always share. Because when the sunshine we shine together, told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend. So for no time to get out to the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. You can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. And I, eh, eh, eh. Under my umbrella. come in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity. When the world has struck its part, when the world has dealt its card, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Because when the sunshine will shine together, told you I'll be here forever. Said I'll always be your friend, so for no promise to get out to the end.
Shiny cars, and that's when you need me there. With you, I'll always share. And because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be a friend. Took an oath, I'ma stick it out till the end. But now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. And you can stand under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella, ella, ella, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under my umbrella, ella, ella, yeah, yeah, yeah. Under my umbrella, oh, under my umbrella. These fancy things will never come in between. You're part of my entity, here for infinity. When the world has took its part, when the world has dealt its cards, if the hand is hard, together we'll mend your heart. Now because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be your friend. Take an oath, I'ma stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have under my umbrella. You can stand under my umbrella. Ella, ella, hey, 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 under my umbrella. Ella, ella, hey, yeah, hey, under my umbrella. Come into me, there's no distance in between our love. So go let the rain pour, I'll be all you need and more. Because when the sun shines, we'll shine together. Told you I'll be here forever. Said I'd always be friends. Took enough, I'ma stick it out till the end. Now that it's raining more than ever, know that we'll still have each other. Well, you can stand under my umbrella. Oh no, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh baby, come into me. Come into me. Oh, it's raining. Oh baby, it's raining. Oh, come into me. Come into me. Let me show you, you gotta make it really on.
over me. Over me.
And we're back. We're back? I thought we were back.
Yeah, sorry. We are back. I forgot to unmute my mic. Let me know if the sound gets weird, because it's quiet enough out here that I can actually listen to you on the speaker now, so I'm no longer bound to headphones.
There's a echo.
I'll switch back.
Terrific echo that makes it hard for me to pronounce the word echo.
Wow, yeah, and I can't hear you at all now that that's happening, so, yeah. Never mind that little failed experiment.
It was worth it, just to see if it would fail.
There's the dulcet tones of your voice again. I missed them.
Is a dulcet a musical instrument? No, dulcimer.
That's a dulcimer, yeah.
Dulcimer.
It's way dulcimer than other instruments.
Mm-hmm. And I hardly know her.
Green Door says, ask Jick about plans for future clan dungeons. Scully, ask Jick about plans for future clan dungeons.
Hey, Jick, what about those plans for future clan dungeons?
They exist.
Nice.
Mitchell says, streaking trophy for 100% nude ascension. Well, until we get the ubiquitous webcam feed with optical genital recognition technology built into KOL servers, I don't think we're really going to know.
I think you might have been talking about your character, but that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I think there are times when you have to put on equipment to win, to advance through the game. Child of Death says, why is one able to take fake hands into the casino? Isn't that cheating? You can also take loaded dice and your own decks of cards into the casino.
The casino doesn't care because they know that the game that matters, there's no way to rig it.
Oatgan says, you guys getting Resident Evil 5? I've played about a half an hour of Resident Evil 4, and that is the sum total of my experience with the Resident Evil series.
I've played zero Resident Evil. I've only watched it played.
Does it look fun?
I haven't played Resident Evil 5 or seen it played. Just with the entire series, I've only watched people play it, and it's, you know, some of the first titles in the series were creepy as hell. That's all I know.
Yeah. I've heard that Silent Hill is scary, and whatever that game is where you take the pictures, Fatal Frame, that seemed pretty spooky. Somebody had a copy of that. I played the first 20 minutes or so. Gin and Tonic says, the Wonderwall shield has no references to Wonderwall. What the sense make? But it does have a reference to Wonderwall in its name.
Yeah. Maybe you're going to be the one that saves me.
Hmm. Is that in Wonderwall? Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I mean, there's not a whole lot of lyrics to that song.
Right. Is that the? How does that song go? Is that the by now you should have somehow realized?
What you gotta do?
Yeah.
There's a Kool-Aid Man reference in the Wonderwall shield, of course.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'll just change it to, by now you should have somehow realized that a shield made out of bricks and mortar makes you feel safe and secure.
Okay.
There you go, kids.
Johnzo makes a couple suggestions, one of which is consumables and equipment only usable by people in Ronin. We could do consumables like that, but equipment would be rough, because we'd have to be checking all the time to make sure you weren't wearing something out that's only equipable in Ronin and when you're outside of Ronin. But, that's kind of interesting. And, number two, underwater clan dungeon. That's gonna happen. That's what's gonna get people into the ocean. Mm-hmm. When there's an underwater clan dungeon. With, electric turds to collect. That should be the currency in the underwater clan dungeon, is electric turds.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Ah, finally, I've been waiting so long for good games to come out for the Wii. Now, Grey's Anatomy, the video game.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I didn't get enough not watching Grey's Anatomy on TV. Now I cannot play that game.
Gold says, any use for the fish scale soon? Yeah, probably. You know, one of these days. Maybe.
That's one of those things that we know what we want to do with them. We just don't. And it's a... somewhat complicated to bring into.
Noah M says, is KOL really just a big Ponzi scheme? It's not that big.
How would it be a Ponzi scheme? We don't have any investors that we pay.
Neon Rev says, so I finally got the documentary today, and it was cool. The Boozer Bear interview was interesting, as was Riff's. The covers and all were cool, and your office looks kind of like the one at the movie. I mean, the ones at the movie theater that I work at. Also, Hot Stuff looks different than I expected. Skinnier and nerdier, but still cool. Also, great game, but I don't play because there isn't anything new for the ultra-casual people like me. Now I just listen to the radio, I sleep to the dulcet tones of your voices, and I read the new content on the wiki. But I was entertained for over a year, and that's much longer than any other game I've ever played before, except Urban Dead and Europa 1400. I'm rambling now. Well, hey.
You know, a lot of people will go out of their way to tell me they used to play Kingdom of Loathing.
Yeah, that's the weird thing, man. Everybody used to play, man. We used to be cool.
I like the people who are kind of embarrassed.
Like, yeah.
I've had people see my KOL shirt and go, "Hey, Kingdom of Loathing, awesome." I'll go, "Oh, do you play? I'm one of the guys who works for the game." And they get all embarrassed and like, "Oh, well, I used to and I don't anymore. But I've been thinking about playing some more." And, yeah.
GigaShadow555 says, "Holy crap, I would totally buy that Every Item or Monster poster. That's so KOL."
Huh.
I do kind of like that idea. It would be sort of a pain in the ass to make it.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I could just make Hot Stuff do it.
With, so every item with little tiny text for...
No, none of the text, just the page. It was, because I have this script that just dumps every item image
mm-hmm.
in a big grid on my screen, and somebody walked into my office while that was up on the screen and was like, "Wow, you should make a poster like that." That's just... I was thinking maybe use one of those photo mosaic programs to try and make, like, a Sword and Martini guy out of all the items.
That'll be awfully tricky, though, because everything's grayscale. Everything's black.
Well,
white.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess you could figure out a way to make a grid where there was a cutout in the shape of the Sword and Martini guy and use item graphics that made it shaped correctly
mm-hmm.
around the edges. Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just talking out of my ass. Zap Rousedower says, if Morgan Freeman released a rap album in limited quantity, how high would you be willing to bid on eBay for it? I would go zero.
You're not that into hearing Morgan Freeman bust some fat rhymes?
No. I'm afraid that the juice that he was spitting would actually be Freedent.
Hmm.
Or not Freedent, Pepsodent. Freedent is that gum for dentures.
Or a Harvey Dent.
I think if I had dentures, I would want to get Teflon dentures.
Mm. Nothing would stick to them. Yeah, that's
good. Armor-piercing Teflon-coated dentures.
So you could bite policemen?
No, like tanks.
Oh.
I could bite tanks. Yeah.
Nothing like bite a tank.
You know, I was that kid in front of the tank in Tiananmen Square. I was going to bite it, but then I got scared.
Yeah, no, that's too soon. No.
What?
I don't know. Maybe.
Literal Ka says, lol at Jon Stewart. You know, that is also something that Jon Stewart frequently does.
Right. That really bothers you. I think it's funny.
Yeah. Gleeb says, how long until Twitter stops being treated like MySpace was back in 2005? Oh, I don't know. A couple days.
And I'm still not convinced that Twitter's going to go anywhere.
You don't think?
It's kind of weird, because I know that it's hugely popular and kind of everybody's on it, and it is interesting and fun to play with, but where's the money coming from, or where is it going to come from?
Yeah. How I don't know. Doesn't somebody bigger own it now? I don't have a good sense. Do they have advertisements?
No, there aren't any ads on the site. That's the weird thing.
You know what's... You know what there aren't any of on the site right now is style sheets. Oh, wait, there, it's back. I went and I was treated to a nice Times New Roman version of Twitter with no formatting.
Hmm.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what their revenue model is all about.
It is interesting, but, yeah, confuses me.
Gay furry midget bondage slave says, I absolutely love the new mall, but no one ever browses your store when they can buy stuff without seeing your other stuff. Well, we designed a feature especially for gay furry midget bondage slaves, which is the ability to stop people from buying stuff from the search. I have a feeling that what that would accomplish would be to just make them not actually buy from you, but I don't know. If enough people did it, people might get used to going into stores that they had to go into if they were actually looking for a bargain. Glebe says, how would you handle underwater familiars going down there with the potential doppelshifter equipment? I would not let them do it, I think. Although, I don't know. You know, it'd be sort of interesting if you could. I did not actually read that question carefully before I answered it. Because underwater familiars, you would be able to go down there, and then if they turned into something else while they were down there. Interesting. Sailor Bowser said, the saying you were thinking of was, it's better to remain silent and have people think you a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt. See, I shouldn't have even tried. Glebe says, also, I will buy two of those Doppel items if they're related to stem cell research. But everything is related to stem cell research.
Wait, like related narratively or related actually?
By blood. By baby's blood.
Lovely.
If you had a glass of baby's blood, is it half full or half empty? That's the question Dimitri Martin wants to know the answer to. Have you heard any Dimitri Martin stand up or seen any of his television specials?
No.
He's a pretty funny guy. Spates says, not enough time to listen to an entire album? Man, your priorities are way out of whack. Yeah, tell me about it. Spending all my time working for the man.
And you are that man. You keep yourself down.
Let's see. Spates also says, I like the new interface because box now brings up a box instead of having to type quote box quote all the time. When I'm IMing with your mom, I have to type box all the time, Spates. Because she's an amateur boxer.
And she's a... Yeah, the breed of dog that's a boxer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, damn it.
She's always singing that Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel song, The Boxer.
Yeah. I need to see more Flight of the Conchords, speaking of that.
You should go to BitTorrent.
I will when I get my new computer. And I have a place to put them. It was kind of sad today seeing, like, you only have 100 megabytes of space left. That's not enough for your computer to run. Please delete files. I was like, really? It's 100 megabytes.
What the hell did you fill up 80 gigs of hard drive with? You can't delete movies?
30 gigs of it is music. And the rest of it is just... I don't know.
The rest of it is none of my business?
There's no porn on the desktop at all.
I see.
It's just, there's programs... We're doing Photoshop and Word, and...
I mean, there can't be 50 gigs of programs. Unless one of your programs turned into the master control program. Started charging tolls to all of the other programs, and they had to pay and wasted hard drive space.
Yeah. I tried to defrag the hard drive, but there wasn't enough space on the hard drive to defrag it. And once I moved the music to the brick drive to free up space to defrag, and apparently all the fragmentation is in the music. So that didn't help.
External hard drives are, like, dirt cheap now. There's, like, you know, terabyte drives for a couple $100.
Yeah.
But external hard drives are also a pain in the ass.
I like mine well enough. It's just that I have this weird need for my primary hard drive to be in my computer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just a relic of a simpler time from which I come.
I've just gotten used to not having... I basically keep everything on the network drive because I got sick of moving shit from one computer to another whenever I got a new computer. It's not that... I get new computers less often than I used to. It's just that I have less patience for that kind of shit now. Let's see. Pantsless says 10 dozen minutes of reading the dictionary. Yeah. Getting a lot of bug reports about the tutorial lighting on a rock next to you.
Hmm.
Because people don't understand that sense of the word light.
Well, that's strange.
Yeah, and so far I've just been correcting them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like an asshole just saying, no, this is just a sense of the, an uncommon sense of the word light.
And if it, if we said a light instead, then maybe...
Yeah, that's what everybody tries to correct it to.
But yeah, lighting is perfectly fine.
Kamikaze Pirate wrote, let's see. Hey, Jake and Scully, do you guys watch slash have opinions on Penn and Teller's bullshit? If you haven't seen it, check it out on Netflix. I've seen a handful of episodes, and they're okay, but I don't have a problem with the information that they're presenting, and I don't have a problem with the fact that they're presenting it, but I think that the way in which they present the information is, like, sort of damaging to the credibility of other people who are interested in the truth to a certain extent.
So it's the Michael Moore problem?
A little bit, yeah. You know, or like the Rush Limbaugh problem on the other side, right? Mm-hmm. You know, Rush Limbaugh, there are probably some things that I agree with Rush Limbaugh about, but he's just such an asshole about everything that I'm, you know, not willing to pay any attention to him.
More than Michael Moore, though, he tends to pull things out of his ass.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's the one who said that there are more Native Americans alive today than there were 200 years ago. And that's just so not true that it's kind of a, it's kind of funny.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like an unreasonable statement, I mean, but I would not have, I would not have just guessed that and then said it with any confidence.
He also said that tobacco doesn't cause cancer, which was, and said it like 10 years ago. So, yeah, he, it's the Michael Moore problem, I think, is how I would describe it. It's just, yes, I agree with what he's saying, and I really wish that he would make the case in a less confrontational and sketchy way.
The fact that the show is called Bullshit really sort of bothers me, because it's like, for the most part, somebody that would benefit from seeing the content would probably just dismiss it because the name is offensive.
Right.
You know. Then there's, you know, there's like the secondhand smoke thing that no matter how much data, nobody's ever going to believe. Which, god damn it.
Wait, what?
Secondhand smoke just isn't bad for you.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. What?
It just isn't.
Yeah. What?
No science. No science. The thing about recycling was sort of interesting, too. How, like, almost all recycling that's done in America is done at sort of like a net energy cost.
Yeah.
Which just, you know, it doesn't make me want to, like, I'm like, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to stop recycling. Because I'm not going to, because I would feel guilty about that, but I really shouldn't.
Well, the other thing is that the energy cost is not all that there is to recycling. There's the stuff not going into landfills kind of thing.
Sure. What else? The Stranger Danger one I thought was pretty well formed. You know, just I don't know. Are you going to let your kid go outside unsupervised?
Yeah, I'm about that. The whole free-range kid thing.
Because, I mean, like, I really kind of feel like there is a big generation of sort of inept pussies that are going to be the ones taking care of us when we're shitting our diapers.
Yeah.
And that's kind of frustrating to me. Maybe there will be a younger guard that are the children of parents who rebel against that notion. God. You know, it's just the whole, like the Bowling for Columbine, you know, sort of culture of fear thing. It's just, it's kind of sad. It really makes me glad that I grew up in the sticks, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in a place where you could leave your doors unlocked. We didn't, but we could have, you know? And I'm not going to go so far as to say, oh, everybody should leave their doors unlocked, because they obviously shouldn't, right? But, like, you shouldn't just assume that somebody's going to steal all your shit. Because, you know, by and large, they're not. You know, you're probably not going to get raped or murdered.
I tend to think of, like, whenever I lock my doors at night, I think of the fact that there are giant panes of glass all around my house. But I lock my
doors. Yeah, I mean, locks only keep honest people out, you know? That's the...
Or people. The only thing that keeps me locking them is or people who don't want to wake you up breaking a window.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But, I mean, what are they going to do? Steal your stuff? Kidnap your baby? If you moved to Phoenix, they'd kidnap your baby.
Apparently. It wouldn't matter because my baby would be, at this point, a puddle of goo in Phoenix. Today it was 60 degrees outside, and he was, like, a full degree above his normal body temperature all day long.
Do you keep some sort of monitoring device on him?
No, he just felt kind of hot, so I put a thermometer under his arm, and it showed that he was warm. He's very much a winter baby, and he hasn't adjusted yet.
Wow, crazy. It's Twitterholic.com with data about the top 100 Twitter users.
Hmm.
The number of followers that they have. Hey, we only need 60 times as many followers as we have, and we'll get on this list.
Nice.
70 times as many, and we'd be as cool as Trent Reznor.
That's been my lifelong goal.
Yeah. Shaq is number 9. Christ. The New York Times, that doesn't really count. The person, the highest rated person who's a real person that has the most updates is Stephen Fry at 2,129 updates in 244 days.
Hmm.
He got stuck in an elevator and was Twittering from being stuck in an elevator.
Yeah, apparently he just does nothing but Twitter now.
Yeah. It's kind of the sense I get from Shaq. You'd think he'd have to practice basketball and shit.
Maybe he's got it hooked up directly into his brain, and that's just how he thinks.
Jesus. Wouldn't be surprised. That's probably what it would look like. If you just hooked something up directly to somebody's brain, it's sort of vocal centers, right? I don't know, man. It would have to be phonetic. If you were getting it straight out of your brain. Maybe not. I mean, I guess we're forming the words. Do we think about how words are spelled when we're talking? Or is that a different part of the brain?
I'll bet it's a different one.
Enter the Wumpa says, on the subject of Jake's stuttering, or lack thereof, I've been tuning into this show since my birthday, like 3 years ago. Man, we're getting old. And because of that, I've picked up a lot of your speaking habits. I've also picked up your, and especially Zeno's when he used to do this sort of thing, sense of humor. It's really great, but I miss when people used to like talking to me. Yeah. I apparently have some infectious speech mannerisms. Scully always started talking like me when he'd been hanging out with me.
Yeah, my mom. I would come home and my mom would say, "What were you doing?" And I'm like, "Well, I went to the mall and I kind of did some stuff." It's like, "Was Zach Johnson?" Yeah.
Did she really refer to me as Zach Johnson?
Yeah.
Huh.
To differentiate you from the other Zachs in the world.
Oh, right, because there was gay Zach and any other Zachs.
No, not in the inner circle, though.
It sucked when I met. I was in amongst a group of people that there was another Zach in, and I became gay Zach. They differentiated as I was gay Zach, and the other was Nietzsche Zach.
Hmm.
And I don't know why. I entered this group of people by means of a girl that I was dating at the time, and I'm not exactly sure why that made me gay, unless she was actually a dude. She did have kind of a big penis.
For a girl?
Yeah. Blizzbub says, I found a hubcap with 11 spokes. Yes, it has spokes. Shall I mail it to Asymmetric? No, Blizzbub. We have enough large objects in the office now.
Yeah. And all of our hubs are capped.
iClubby says, "Dear Radio Bugbear, why do the dirty thieving brigands of Demvar Hills look like snow cones with arms and legs? Love Clubby. Angry snow cones, too. They're wearing, like, Old West train robber masks. They're not snow cones." I guess I need to change the way that looks.
I didn't see that as anything but a little bandit mask.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Linguini Lad says, "It would be kind of funny if the Black Cat Familiar was especially cruel on every Friday the 13th. That's pretty cruel to begin with. Disky says, "How come there are no semi-rares in the island battlefield?" I think it was because we were working on the semi-rares and basically came up with all of that before we were done with the island battlefield. That really should be a Q1 thing, is coming up with some more semi-rares. Because there's a lot of places where those could go. RDFM says, "Hey guys, love the show. Just watched the DVD and I think it's great. The Kingdom in 3D was very cool. Loser Bear looks like John Ennis." Who's John Ennis?
I don't know. Some dude who looks like Boozer Bear.
Let's see. Linguini Lad says, check this out. It's way better than that scorpion-infused vodka I linked you to. And then he links to some jalapeno and bacon-infused vodka. Goddamn bacon in goddamn everything all the goddamn time, is what I have to say. I remember when I was a lad, you had some bacon for breakfast, and then you shut the fuck up.
Right.
That's what I remember.
I can see. I eventually do want to get down to Bacon Night at the Triple Rock Social Club.
Where's the Triple Rock Social Club? Is that like the Buena Vista Social Club?
No, there's fewer old Cuban dudes, and it's more of just a music venue. Yeah. But they have Bacon Tuesdays, where they just have dishes of bacon available for free, and they serve Bacon Marys, which is a Bloody Mary with some bacon in it.
That might actually be good.
Yeah, but I don't see why. It's got to be all bacon all the time, either. I'm trying to find a picture of John Ennis, and I can't.
My wife made some stuffed mushrooms with bacon. That was pretty tasty. Every time I go visit my mom, which I did a few weekends ago, she makes me like a pound of bacon every day. And I always end up eating the whole thing, and then I'm just like, damn, I just ate a lot of bacon. It's all I ever have for breakfast. Bacon and Mountain Dew.
I would throw an egg in there at least. For.
Yeah, and you put an egg in the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Blend it up, make a nice protein shake.
Delicious.
Yeah, I like eggs. She always makes the bacon way before I get up, though, and then it's just sitting there sort of all day, and I pick at it.
Mm.
Yeah. I was thinking about bacon and eggs, and how it'd be pretty good to get some bacon and eggs. I haven't had a fried egg in a while. I had some omelets a couple weeks ago. This is going to be fascinating for the people listening to.
I was just going to let you keep going.
Today I went to Chiba Hut, and I had a chicken sandwich. It's pretty delicious.
Did you have an onion tied to your belt?
Yeah, that was the fashion earlier today. Let's see. Cyber34 says, "If you want to help reduce more tedium, some way of streamlining the Blackbird would help. Me pasting it together, going to inventory, using it, going to terrarium, switching it out, going back to inventory again, using the map, going back to terrarium, getting your familiar back on. Far too many clicks for something we have to do once every ascension." Yeah, you know, maybe that's the sorest particular thumb right now. You can almost macro the whole thing. So maybe making it so you could macro the whole thing would at least give people who were into that sort of thing the option of doing that. That's one of those things where I can definitely admit that whole deal is only interesting once.
Right.
But, you know. Apocalypse Drop says, "I love the Ask Grandpa About interface, but he doesn't talk about nearly enough yet. If he mentions the name of someone, there should be a story for that name. Also locations. That would never end, though." Seriously, it was a lot of work for Riff and Scully to write all those things. There was a tremendous amount of content went into that. Maybe there's not as much as you want, but that's because you're always going to want more of something good.
That's one of those things where it seems perfectly natural to somebody, like, well, I asked Grandpa about this word in this story, why can't I ask him about this other word? Of course that ought to lead to something else, and then...
So we just have to write, like, a Wikipedia's worth of old man stories?
Right.
Ooh, we should write a rambling old man story generator.
Hmm.
Then we could just tell people that they're weird, written an infinite amount of content. Let's see. Vortex says, would it be possible to have the Blackbird retain its kill count and experience between ascensions, as well as its name? Eh. Blizzbub says, what happens to the loot if somebody gets booted while they're fighting a Hobopolis boss? You shouldn't be able to boot somebody while they're fighting a Hobopolis boss. That should not be possible, because otherwise it would be, you'd be able to do some weird shit where you could have a bunch of copies of the bosses being killed at the same time.
You shouldn't be booting people if they're fighting bosses for you anyway.
Well, unless they're kill-stealing the boss.
Hmm.
They leap in when they're not supposed to, and you're like, what, you egg? Young fry of treachery! That's a boot for you! Ashlyn says, since we're starting to see various alternate forms of currency, hobo nickels, sand dollars, etc., any chance we could have a category in miscellaneous inventory for currencies? I mean, filthy lucre could go there, but then do pixels go there? No.
Because pixels aren't a currency, they're just made of...
I mean, they're effectively a currency, right? Like,
right, but narratively. Yeah.
So far there would be exactly three things in that inventory section. So, I don't know. Maybe someday. When there are 50 more currencies.
We could just have your nickels and dimes be... quarters and dimes be...
The actual items,
yeah.
But, I mean, that seems like adding some clutter so that we can justify getting rid of some clutter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you can't really change it. You can just move it around.
Yeah. Let's see... Lotus on Iwi says, dear Uncle Jick, how come I can hear an owl hoot underwater? Well, you see...
sound is actually louder underwater. You just don't have the correct apparatus to perceive it.
Also, how about adding an accept/decline button to buffs cast upon you? That would actually effectively be impossible, given the way that the game is put together. We would have to really seriously rewrite every single piece of code to allow that to happen. My clanny, who will remain unnamed, does not like to have certain buffs cast upon him or her. And then Istanbul writes, so, KMD has been griefing me with Kingdom of Buffing. Aside from bleeding a buff bot that could legitimately be useful, I can't think of a way to stop him. Could we have the means to set a flag that will automatically refuse incoming buffs without being forced to... Or? I mean, no, because you can bleed the buff bot, right? Like, you can stop this from happening. There is never a set of circumstances where somebody can buff you repeatedly against your will. You know, while you're logged on, if you have time to react in between the instances of buffing. You don't want to bleed Kingdom of Buffing, so, you know, you're going to have to deal with that griefing, right? You can bleed him again. You know, you could even write a macro to do that for you, so that it would be done nearly instantaneously. So even if KMD was, like, really paying attention, he still would not be able to grief you by buffing you.
I'm still unclear how he's griefing you by buffing you.
I don't know. You know, is it, like, maybe he had a brother named Steve Dave who got killed, and so KMD think it's funny to keep casting Steve Dave's chanty of superiority on him. Maybe. Maybe he has a retarded brother named Aloysius.
Mm. Maybe
and so
his pet just died, so any of the familiar buffs are very sad for him.
Ryzen Ely says, can we get a hint for familiar number 68? Does it involve a tuxedo? Well, you know, I will tell you exactly what familiar number 68 is. Familiar 68 is the penguin Goodfella.
Yeah.
So yes, it involves a tuxedo. Wait, he knew that. I get it. That's a joke. Let's see. Haste Bro says, how about revamping the Trap Source quest? It's the only quest that can be done without spending a single adventure, and it's often casual. But everybody likes that. Raijan Ely says, when will we get the April Fool's Day content? We're going to play a big joke on everybody and not do a stupid joke for April Fool's Day this year.
Oh.
I don't actually know if that's true or not.
We should just have it so every three or four clicks it pops up the like screaming image in that one hilarious viral thing that was going around for a long time.
I didn't know what that was.
It would be like, can you spot the something?
Oh,
in
five
video
different. And it's actually a Flash app that then starts screaming at you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sarah Jane says, is eel sauce supposed to be like dragonfish caviar and sea salt crystals? I don't see it available when I use my sushi rolling net. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, because I totally tested it, but we're getting a ton of reports about that not being the case. So I'm going to send myself a K-mail about that, so that I will be sure and deal with it right away. Now, Fixident, neither says. The denture stuff is Fixident. That's what I meant. Pepsodent is something, too, that you, like, soak it in.
That Pepsodent was a... No, never mind.
Freedent is gum.
Yeah. Arthur Dent is the guy from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Dent is the guy from Batman.
Self-evident is what we hold these truths to be.
Right. Good, good.
Reddit 42 says, can we have a way to permanently unlock the underwater zones? I'd like to ascend, but I also don't want to have wasted 150 sand dollars. But you're not wasting 150 sand dollars. You're playing the game. I don't like you going down there and suddenly, because you're underwater, you've got some ancestral memories that you don't have anywhere else in the game, right? And so, judged that this needs to act the way that everything else does. You don't talk about every ascension having to waste all of the time that it takes to unlock, you know, the funhouse and the cemetery and you know, Spooky Raven, right?
Well, granted, so, none of those things are as brutal.
Well, sure. But, I mean, you can get a lot of sand dollars. You'll be able to get more the more time that goes by. It's only going to get easier to get them. They're relatively cheap in the mall, right? So, like, I feel like you don't really have to spend that many turns to get enough sand dollars to unlock that stuff. And also, you don't have to unlock every zone every time, right? Like, if it's not worth it to you to go to a particular zone, you don't have to buy the map. I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe that's a barrier to entry that could stand to be discussed and rethought a little bit. But I felt like it wasn't worth making it suddenly and inexplicably unlike everything else in the game. I don't know. Reggie Neely says, if one red, one green, and one blue pixel make a white pixel, we should also have zero red, zero blue, and zero green pixels make a black pixel. Do it. Yeah, that's a great idea. Sean Clannery says, Jick, I've made every skill hardcore permanent. What the fuck do I do with myself now? I bet you don't have all the underwater skills hardcore permanent.
Yeah.
Maybe he does.
And if you do, then you should get all of the hobos, get all of the bounty hunter stuff.
And all of the Hobopolis skills, too.
Yes.
Apocalypse Thrub says, idea, a mystery box with a random, not already existing familiar. A person can open one box ever and gets one form slash type slash appearance of the random familiar. No one gets all the shapes. That would make people super happy.
Mm. Okay, here's something that should be done. That now that we have C.D. Moyer who can do anything. When you have a familiar equipped, the drop-down box to equip it should only show the equipment that it can equip.
Yeah.
Because, you know, why do I have an option to be able to put a Badger badge on my Bandersnatch when I can't do it, you know?
Yeah. That could happen. It doesn't... I guess it's smart enough to gray out, like, the hats and the weapons in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess on a... Yeah. Because in that form, you're never equipping more than one at a time. So, yeah, that's a good idea.
I had a good idea. Sweet. Yeah, I take what I can get.
Was that your suggestion, or is that some of the people asked?
That's my suggestion. I was...
Oh, sweet.
Playing the game a little bit, and,
What?
I know. And I picked
the... See, the thing is, I forget. I when I'm messing around with the interface, I frequently empty my inventory. And that's, you know, because otherwise it gets too cumbersome. And I should pay attention to that.
Yeah, I never empty my inventory, and so I have things from every Ascension, including, you know, like, I have all of the familiar gear. So when I load up a new familiar and I'm trying to equip the stuff that goes with it, it's kind of annoying.
Grog says, why are all the Mr. Store familiars that give volleyball effects volleyball instead of sombrero? Well, I feel like sombreros are not immediately and obviously useful to new players, which is a goal with Mr. Store stuff. To try and make... It, you know, we want to avoid... And I know we probably haven't always done this in the past, but I want to avoid focusing entirely on the power players for Mr. Store stuff. So the familiar needs to either do something that's, like, fun, or it needs to do something that is, you know, immediately obvious what its utility is and seems powerful.
Right.
So that a new player who gets it is not like, what the fuck did I just waste my money on, even if it's not, you know, even if it is the best thing ever for repeat ascenders. Rotting Flesh says, what's the status on the Tavern Reward update? Can it please come before the big hardcore contest? Yeah, I should just do that. You know, it was one of those, the unexamined life is not worth living. But then I think about things too much and decide to punch myself in the face instead of doing something that I thought was a good idea last week. Send in myself another K-mail. You know, it really wouldn't take long to do that. You could, I think between us, we could rock 4 item descriptions tomorrow.
Yeah.
Simon M77 says, the phrase undying should be able to get past the shout filter. That's kind of funny. Mojo Tech says, we need an underwater robot that drops fish, plankton, and protein from the sea. You need another underwater robot that drops the explanation of that joke, because I don't get it.
Yeah, I feel like there was a reference made that I missed there.
Yeah. Are we about ready to not be on the show anymore?
Yep, yep. Speculum's on deck, so we'll...
Yikes!
We'll see you next week.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.